Sorry, what?
I mean, I was not listening. Sorry, I got distracted. You know, I was about to say it's not important, but it is important. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I don't look fine. Thanks. You really are a great boost for my confidence. I'm sorry, that was unfair. I am just feeling vulnerable and you are great for my confidence. You're great for me. I mean, since we've been friends, you are great. And I'm not dumping you. I am not dumping you. And friend dumping isn't even a thing. It's, I've just been going through it. And you know what? It's not important. That's just, you're not going to let me get away with it this time, are you? I guess I've run out of luck. Well, kind of. I know this is going to be a very awkward conversation, and it could go badly, so things have gotten really bad. No, not between us. I just mean with me. I know I've been acting strangely. I know I've been I haven't been avoiding you. I've just kind of been avoiding you a little bit. I mean, a bit. Oh, it feels like a lot. Sorry. I was hoping that you hadn't noticed, which is really dumb. Why? Why? Well, it's just, you know, you're really observant. Oh, why have I been avoiding you? It's easier. That sounded bad. See, I told you this was going to be awkward. No, you haven't done anything. It's not you, okay? It's not you. It's me. And you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything wrong. You haven't. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me. The only thing you did was be yourself. And I love that you're yourself, because you are you. And you're wonderful. No, I don't have to say that because I'm your best friend. I have to say that because it's true. It's honest. You are annoyingly wonderful. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're not perfect. You are far from perfect. You are aggravating and annoying and wonderful. And if you're so wonderful, why am I avoiding you? Well, it's kind of because you're so wonderful. I'm avoiding you because when I'm around you, it's... I love it. I love being around you. I love talking to you. The time we spend together. It's my favorite thing. You are my favorite person. But when I'm with you, it hurts. It hurts because I really love it. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, nothing about this really makes sense because I didn't think when I fell in love it would hurt. Not hurt. I didn't think it would ache. But it does. Because you're my friend. And we spend so much time together. And we do things together that could be dates. We go to the cinema and it could be a date. We go to the diner and it could be a date. We have movie nights and they could be dates, but they're not dates. Because we're not dating. I'm your friend and that fucking hurts. And as much as I love the time we spend together, it's this ache inside that is hollow and tastes like iron. And sometimes I'll just be looking at you and I'm just so sad. Because I'm in love with you and you don't love me. And no, I need to say this because I haven't said this. And it's gotten so bad, and I tell you everything. You're my best friend, and I tell you absolutely everything, and I haven't told you this big, giant, messy thing that is really messing me up. And I haven't told you. I've just been carrying it on my own, and it touches everything. I mean, loving you touches every part of my life because you are my life. I mean that you are. I mean, I sound like I'm in love. You've been my friend for so long. And I can't separate myself out from you. Because we've done so much together and we have plans and places we want to go to. Things we want to do. Every big thing. You were a part of it. Every time everything went wrong, you were right there. It's just been really tough. It's been really overwhelming and difficult. And I thought I was handling it, but then I started to avoid you. And you want to know the... This is the bastardness of being in love. I avoid you because it hurts to be around you, but then I miss you so much when I'm not with you. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I would rather be achy and with you than miserable and missing you without you. So I haven't been avoiding you. Even though I have been avoiding you, I mean, I'm not avoiding you now. And when I don't avoid you, this is what happens. I just... I'm in love with you. I'm stupid in love with you. All of you. Your bad jokes, your sulks. You do. You sulk sometimes, and it's not adorable and it's not cute, only it is adorable and it is cute because you pout, and when you pout, my heart just goes... And that is just... I'm in love with you. And I I don't know what to do now. I should probably stop talking, but if I stop talking, then you'll say something, and then... Of course I trust you. I trust you implicitly. You are... I love you. And I trust you, so I'm going to stop talking, and then you can respond. But before that, I want you to know that I think you're amazing. You are the sweetest person, the most thoughtful person, the kindest person, you are my best friend. And I love you. And I really, really, really love you. And now I'm going to stop talking so you can say something. And I'm not scared. I'm terrified. But... I'm done. So tell me, what exactly do you say when your best friend tells you that they're in love with you?